Good morning. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker. And if you'd like to have any questions or like to talk, I'd be glad to talk. My phone number is 260-466-4899. This week, we have been looking at the blood of Jesus Christ and the blood that was shed in the Old Covenant. And then we've been looking at aspects of what the blood of Jesus Christ does for you and I as believers. And so this morning I just want to read a verse in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. It says, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he, Jesus, hath purchased with his own blood." You know, Jesus Christ paid a price for you and I, and he purchased us with his own blood. And so this morning, we want to look at another aspect of how he purchased us with his blood and what his blood does for us. We've looked at how the blood of Jesus Christ washes us from our sins and redeems us, makes us into a new creation. How the blood of Jesus Christ gives us peace with God, and also how the blood of Jesus Christ justifies us. And Ephesians says that we are made nigh unto God through Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ, so we can have a relationship with God. And so these are all important. And we see how Jesus hath purchased us with his own blood. And so this morning, I'm going to be looking at another aspect of what the blood of Jesus Christ does for you and I. It gives us overcoming power through the. And so we read this scripture in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. It says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." And so the overcoming power to live a victorious Christian life comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, we live in a day where many, many professing Christians live a defeated life. There's no power over their own flesh, no power over their own lust. There's no power over their desires. And they live a defeated Christian life and crying out for help and just do not seem to be able to get help. But my friend, it doesn't have to be that way, because the scriptures give very clear instruction that there is overcoming power available. You know, as the songwriter says, "Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's power in the blood." You know, there's power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so just want to read a couple more scriptures here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 13. This is what John writes here to the people he's writing to. "I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father." And so he's exhorting these young men, you know. He's writing to these young men who have overcome the wicked one. You know, they're being victorious. And turn back a little bit to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." You know, Romans 3:25 talks about having faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, what overcomes the world and gives us the victory? It's even our faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, a cleansing power. It's in the blood of Jesus Christ. Verse 5 says, "Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" And we go to Revelations there and the seven churches, and each one of them he gives a promise. if they will only hear. You know, that's the key. We need to be able to hear what the Word of God says and how that we should walk. And after he rebukes and exhorts each church, at the end of it, he gives them a promise. And that promise has to do with overcoming. To the church at Ephesus, he says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." And so, yes, that can be future, but, you know, I believe also it can be present. We can eat of the word of life, and that is where our overcoming power comes from. You know, as we get into the Word of God and faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, we can eat of the tree of life. We can eat of His Word, which is life, His Spirit and life. And to the church at Smyrna, he says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." And to the church at Pergamos, he says, "He that hath an ear," notice it's always an ear to hear, "let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." And so each one of these has a promise, but the promise hinges on overcoming. To the church at Thyatira, he says, "And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." And to the church at Sardis, he writes, "He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." And so we just see, you know, there's a promise after each one. And to the next one, he says, "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name." To the church at Laodicea, he says, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." You know, I like that one very much. It says, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame." You know, because the Lord Jesus Christ overcame, you and I can overcome, be overcomers too, by his precious blood. You know, we're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without spot. And so it's very important to be overcomers. And, you know, because in the end, it's only the overcomers that are going to make it. Revelations 21:7 says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." And the next verse says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." You know, are you fearful today or unbelieving? You know, you're not going to be an overcomer. It's by believing and having faith. You know, as we read in 1 John, it's faith. Faith is the victory that overcometh the world. And so today, are you an overcomer? If not, have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and his shed blood, and you can be an overcomer. Jesus Christ's promises are true. It's impossible for God to lie. And so, you know, an overcomer is where you need to be in your Christian walk, because God did not give us defeat, because he gave us power to be overcomers. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.